Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then let it out through your mouth. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out. And at the end of the breath out, just say, Yeshua. The name of Jesus in Hebrew. Yeshua. Yeshua. As you continue to breathe in and out, just allow the Spirit of God to fix your attention on Jesus. God, we invite you into these next few moments. We invite you into this space. We invite you into our hearts and minds to be Lord, to reign over this time, to have your way with us. Spirit, would you open our minds to understand what you have for us this morning through the writer of Hebrews in chapter 4. We ask that you would do that work that reveals and exposes. We ask that you would create a safe space for us to wrestle with you. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. What is your confession to God? What is your confession of faith that began some time ago and God's Spirit is continuing to ring it true in your heart and your mind? What is the confession of your faith that God is calling you to cling to hold fast to right now? Spirit, remind us of what for many of us was so long ago, and for some of us was recent. Teach us to hold fast our confession in light of Jesus, our great high priest, our intermediary, our representative, our intercessor, our advocate. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Because Jesus has gone on our behalf before God to offer himself as a sacrifice, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus, Yeshua, thank you that you were willing to pay the cost of condescending, of coming down, passing through the heavens, taking on flesh, and experiencing our weaknesses, our exhaustion, and being willing to undergo the temptations that we experience. Thank you that you can sympathize and that you are willing to sympathize. Perhaps take a moment and allow the Spirit of God to help you consider a temptation that you're dealing with in this season of your life. One that you're wrestling with. Perhaps one that you're failing, that you're giving into. And just allow Jesus, from a position of sympathy, to meet you in that right now. Just imagine him coming alongside of you putting his arm around you and saying, I get it. I understand. It's not easy. I've been there. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But instead, we have a great high priest who in every respect, in every single respect, has been tempted as we are. Yet, without sin, Jesus, thank you that you were tempted and that you know the way out, that you know the way forward. Help us. Strengthen us. Guide us. Would you lead us out? Let us then, in light of this reality, let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Perhaps just open your hands and imagine your sin there in your hands. And just offer it, knowing that it is paid for. Offer it to Jesus to take care of. If as you look at it, you want to look away from God, just allow Jesus as your advocate. Allow his words of "it is finished, paid in full," echo in your mind. Remember his perfect sacrifice, his completed work on the cross. And look up to God with confidence. Not in your accomplishment, not in your success, but in Jesus's. Let us therefore, with confidence, draw near. Don't stand far off. Draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Present your need before God, your weakness before God, your failure before God, knowing that his throne, because of Jesus, is one of grace, is one of mercy. would you help us? Would you help us to understand rightly who Jesus is, what he has done, and the effect of his death and resurrection on our sin? Would you remove the shame? Would you lift up our faces towards you? You are the lifter of our heads. Would you allow us to look into the face of a father who delights in his adopted daughters and sons, and know that there we will find grace and mercy, not only in our times of success, but more importantly, in our times of need. Jesus, thank you that you are in fact the great high priest. Thank you that you have gone before us, that you are our advocate, that your death was perfect, and that your death finished it. Thank you that you paid the price for our sin, that you cover us with your blood, and we are now your righteousness. We belong to you, and that we can know that because of your death, God can be just in forgiving our sins. Would you help us to hold you in our hearts in such a place that you would be the first one we run to in temptation and the first one we run to in failure? Jesus, thank you for making a way and for being that great high priest. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We ask that you would continue to do whatever work you started in us years ago, that we would cling to that confession, that you would continue the work that you've begun this morning. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.